I suppose to me that the most beautiful song that we sing in our revival campaigns across this nation is that beloved hymn that was my mother's favorite, Amazing Grace. It takes me back to that afternoon about 10 years ago when they started lowering my mother's casket beneath the sod. I'll never forget that day. It somehow digs deep, way down in your heart. I think you know what I mean. I did something that wasn't on the program. I turned to the workmen that were even then beginning to lower that box beneath the cold ground. And I asked them, gentlemen, would you wait just a moment? I turned to Sister Barbara McLaughlin that had led the singing at my mother's funeral. And I asked her if she would lead that vast assembly of people there that day in Mom's favorite song, and I'll never forget it. As the workmen began to turn the little handles and the casket began to be lowered, tears began to come down Dad's cheeks. That great host of people began to sing my mother's favorite song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
It seemed like just yesterday that we'd gather around the old piano back home. Dad would get the violin, Sis the accordion, Mom that old guitar. We'd play these old gospel songs by the hour, and all the glory of God would fall. Yes, it would. Mom's gone home to be with Jesus now, safe in his precious arms. But listen, Mom, when we've been there just 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.